Today is Daf Chaf Aleph. We're going to start on Chaf Aleph based on the last line of the Mishnah.
Yay.
Okay. So, Ein Maskirin Lehem Batim Be'eretz Yisrael. We cannot rent to the Goyim, or the Avodah Zarah, we cannot rent to them houses in Eretz Yisrael. Again, the problem might be is that we may then go ahead and, you know, lest we go and sell it to them. And we have a problem that we mentioned in yesterday's Daf. The problem the, about Loti Chanim. You can't give them Chaniyah Be'karka. The Ein Sarek Lomar Sotos. And Kavachomer, we can't rent fields to them, because if you rent fields, lest you may come to sell the fields, and we'll see in the Gemara that by selling the fields, you'll violate two Yisurim, not just one. Ubisuria, Syria is the area of Ramna Raim, which is like northeast of Israel, sort of like the Golan Heights, Syria area, which has the status of Kivush Yachid. So it's next to Eretz Yisrael, it's not exactly the end of Eretz Yisrael, because it was only conquered by David via Kivush Yachid. So what is Kivush Yachid? So Rashi here says, if you look on Surya, like on the bottom, it says, Aram Tsova, who smuch l'Eretz Yisrael, it's close to Eretz Yisrael, the Kivsha David, and David captured it, the Chibra l'Kudush Kedush Eretz Yisrael, he connected the Kedush Eretz Yisrael, Shelo Alpi HaDibor, I guess he didn't have the Urim HaTumim with him, he wasn't Alpi Dibor, Ubelo Shishim Ribu, he didn't have enough people, I guess. The Karilah Kibush Yachid, that's what's called Kibush Yachid. Tosos and Lats throughout Shas does not like that. He says Kibush Yachid means it's anything that was conquered before the entire Eretz Yisrael was conquered. So David HaMelech conquered Aram Tzova before he conquered Yerushalayim. So that's why it's considered Kibush Yachid. Whatever it is, it has a sort of quasi Kedusha status. It's a machlokus, whether Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush or Kibush Yachid Lav Shmei Kibush. We'll get to that today as well.
What is the
Shishim Ribui? 600,000. Apparently you have to have
60,000.
Six Shishim Ribui would be 600,000, right? Yeah.
What, to move there?
No, to conquer it. I'm not sure. I don't know why you would need that.
So we need a Mishnah for selling and a Mishnah for rent.
So Ein Maskirin Batim Eretz Yisrael Ein Tzorich Lomar Vein Tzorich Lomar Sadla. So for Surya, when it comes to Surya, there's a difference. There, Maskirin Lehem Batim. We can rent houses to the Goyim there. Right, the avalo sados, but we can't rent fields. Okay, so that's what the difference in Surya. Rashi says maskir lem batim, the lo gazrinim atu machira. We can rent the houses there. We don't make this gezera about selling. The inami asli de machira la avar deraisa. Because even if they would come to sell it, they wouldn't be violating a deraisa. Because it says the ksev lo titlem chaim de chania. You're not allowed to give them a settlement, a foothold in Eretz in Eretz Yisrael ksev the chashiva chanisa. You can't sell it because then you can the gazera of selling in Syria, lest you come to sell in Eretz Yisrael. But the renting is lest you come to sell. So the renting in Syria, lest you come to sell in Syria, doesn't hold water because there's no problem of chaniyah b'karka. That's Syria. And level three is b'chutz laretz, outside Eretz Yisrael completely. Mokrim lehen batim, we could sell to them houses, but v'maskirim sados, and we can rent fields to them. Apparently you can't sell fields to them. Dibre Rabbi Meir. Right, alo sados, Rashi says, the chutz la'aretz, he says, the merchak, which is distance, the lekel ligmigzar mechira dehasim asim mechira Eretz Yisrael. No one can get confused between selling in France and selling in Eretz Yisrael, right? But, fine. Mokrim batim maskim sados aval mechira de sados lo. You can't sell fields. Kevan de ikatarti gazrina. Since there are two isurim that comes to rent to selling the fields in Eretz Yisrael, they made the gzera. We'll see what those two isurim are. Rav Yossi Omer. That's the divrei Rav Meir. Rav Yossi Omer. Rav Yossi says be Eretz Yisrael in Israel. I guess he changed it. It's going to be one step different. Be Eretz Yisrael maskirin lehem batim. You can rent houses to them. Hanakama said a maskirin lehem batim. So he says you can be maskir, you can rent houses to them, and we're not choshish, so that's going to lead to selling houses. Avalo sados, but you can't rent fields, because that's going to, if you sell the fields, it's going to be a double problem, and therefore they made the gzera. Ubisuria, now Surya again, one step, he says mokrin batim, we could sell the houses, we're not choshish that they'll come to sell houses in Eretz Yisrael. Umaskirim sados, but you can only rent fields. Okay, so he's lenient one level. And the chutzlaritz and chutzlaritz mochrim eil le'eil. Not only can you rent each of them, you can sell both of them. Okay. Mishnah then says, af b'makom she'amru la'haskir, Because the other shita said you can't.
In chutz laretz.
Well, the other shita we just read, but chutz laretz mochlem batim maskirim sadas. We can't sell fields. He comes and says you can't sell the fields. He's arguing on the Tanakhama. And then the Mishnah comes and says, af b'makom she'amru lahaskir, even in places where they said you're allowed to rent, right? Rashi says, af b'makom she'amru lahaskir batim, we're allowed to rent houses to them, lo lebeis dira amru, you're not allowed to rent it for them to live in, mipnei shehu machnis letocho avodas kachavim, because they're going to bring into their houses avodas zara, and it says, she'ne'amar lo savi so'evil b'se'echo, you're not allowed to bring the so'evil to your house. We had a machlokas earlier in the parak about whether renting is considered a kinyan or not. And we said even if it's not considered a kinyan, but since a avodah zarah is chamor and the house is still directly owned by you, you can't have a avodah zarah come in there, right? Rashi says, "Afu makom she'amru lahaskir batim lo lebeis dira amru elo lashtemushi behem betzivi v'tivna," sort of like a storehouses. Okay. Ubechol makom, Mishnah then finishes up. Even in Chutz Laretz, even as far away as New York. Lo yaskir lo es hamerchatz. You can't rent to him the bathhouse. Mipnei shehu nikr al shmo, because the bathhouse is called, you know, Yosla's bathhouse, and therefore what? Rashi says the haroe shechamimim b'Shabbos, and those who see them violating malach on Shabbos of warming up the waters for the bathhouse. Omer will say she havlonim shluchim shel Yisrael hein. Oh, these people are the shluchim of Bnei Yisrael of the Jew. And therefore, they're doing malacha for them on Shabbos. So if you look at the beginning halachas of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah there, you go through all these halachas, and they stem a lot from the Gemaras we'll see to the end of today and tomorrow. Okay. What?
It's the servants of the Jew.
Correct, and they're doing the malacha for the Jew, and therefore you're violating, the Jew is the one who's going to be having his... This more looks more like Maris Ayin. I'm not sure if it's exactly Miril Akum, because he's not telling them, but it looks like... It looks like it, right? The Jews not allowed to tell a goy to do malach for him on Shabbos, and here it looks like it. I don't think you are telling him. We're not going to get right now to the halachas of Amirul Akum. They are very complex. If you have a halach of Amirul Akum, please ask your local competent Orthodox rabbinic halachic decisor. Those are people who answer those shilas. Okay. If you have a shiloh right now and you can't find the one from here, you can ask somebody else, but there's always somebody you can ask, but don't ask me. All right. So my ain't sarach lomar sados. The Mishnah said that we're not supposed to rent, before we get there, we'll do it afterwards. Okay, the Mishnah says, my ain't sarach lomar maskirin. What does it mean, kavachomer, about you can't, sorry, my ain sarach lomar sados. What does it mean, kavachomer, you can't rent the fields, right? The Mishnah had said that we're not supposed to rent the houses in Eretz Yisrael, the ain sarach lomar sados, and of course the fields. Why are the fields more chomer? Why is it so obvious about the fields? And throughout the Mishnah, no matter which shita you have and where you are, the fields have a more chomer status. So where it says, ilema mishum de ispe tarti, if you're going to tell me, because selling the fields to the Jew, to the goy, in Eretz Yisrael, has two Yisurim involved. Number one, Chada, Chaniyas Karka. One, as we said, the Losa Chani. You're not allowed to give them Chaniya in the Karka. You can't give them a foothold in the Karka, which goes the whole, which actually is the halakhic stepping point for land for peace. The Chada, and the other one, is the Kamafkele Mimaiser. You're being Mafkia the field from Chiyuve Maiser. Right, Rashi's, not Rashi, by selling the field to the goy, you're now removing the field from the mitzvah of meiser that the Jew has. So therefore, when you sell the field, right, you're going to violate two isurim. So therefore, the chachamim were more machmir on renting the field. Because if they're choshe, he said, if we allow you to rent the field, you'll come to sell the field and violate two isurim. But when it comes to houses... What? So Shavis is also, Hedge Mechira also comes into that. But when it comes to houses, since if you would sell the house, you would only violate one Isser of Lo Tichanim, because there's no Chiyuv Maaser by the house, so maybe that they weren't gozer, the renting up to the Mechira. Because maybe they had to have, only if you would violate two Isserim, would we then say you can't rent it. If only you violate one Isser, they would say that you could rent it. So that's why it says ain't tzarich lomer, because it's obvious it's on a much higher status. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if the whole issue is because he's violating two Yisurim, I can tell you that if you sell the house to a guy, you're also going to violate two Yisurim. How? Ihachi batim nami ikatarti. There are also two Yisurim you're going to violate. Chad, like we said before, iskani iskarka. You're giving them a foothold, you're giving them a settlement in the land. And the chad, on the other one, is the kamafkalam imezuzah. You're now taking the house out of this, just like you took the field out of the status of giving maaser, you're taking this house out of the status of giving mezuzah. Right, Rashi. So Gemara says, "Amar Rav Masharshia, no mezuzah chovas hadarhu. Mezuzah is not a chiyuv on the house. It's a chiyuv on the person living. Meiser is saying it's a chiyuv on the land. Mezuzah thing is a chiyuv on the person. Right? Rashi says chovas hadarhu, the lo chovas havayis. It's not a chiyuv on the house. Hilkach lefka akaasa. You're not removing any chiyuv that's there. Diksiv beischa, it'd be your house. Right? Derech biascha." And the way that you go in, Ama Lemisha Nichnas Vyotzi Lesocher Azarachmana. Only the person who's going in and out is warned by the Torah to put up the mezuzah. It's nothing to do with the house, it's to do with the person. So therefore here, it might be maftia the house from mezuzah. There's no chiv in the house of the mezuzah. The chiv is something on you. If you don't own the house, you're not the one going in, then you're not chayev. So Tosos, interesting, Tosos, I don't know if this is agreed to Choladeus, but Tosos seems to say, a lot of big tosis. First Tosos tries to say about whether or not that about the idea that that the mafkia, the house from Meiser, there's a machlokas whether the goyim if there's a kinyan for avodas chachavim the eretz yisrael lafkiyim edei Meiser. I mean, the goyim have the power to uproot anything that they own. That produce not have a chi of Meiser on it anymore? So Tosos tries to say, well, maybe so you would think. Pasha says that this would only apply to the Shita that says if you sell it to a guy, you're mafkia the mitzvah of Meiser, it would only apply to according to my number says that if the guy does mafkia with a Meiser. The Tosfos tries to say, no, even according to my number says that there is no kinyan for the guy to take away the chi of Meiser, but the Meiser, if you sell it to a guy, there's not going to be Meiser taking off of the field. Tosfos goes back and forth on whether or not that's correct or not. But then he says, later on, he says, it's like, I don't know, like three-fifths of the way in. he says, I don't know, there's like a test by Commander Amr Yishkinyon and Mukhura, and then he goes down a little bit more, he says, it's about halfway. Because even if you don't sell it to a guy, but if a Jew doesn't live in the house, so you just have a house, you don't live in there, right? Ain't kan chiyuv mezuzah min haTorah. There's no chiyuv mezuzah. He says, "Vafilu im sachar Yisrael acher." Even if you rent it to another Jew, v'dar b'socho, the Jew lives there. There's no chiyuv mezuzah. Tosfos says there's no chiyuv mezuzah on the renter. He says the chiyuv mezuzah is on the owner, only if you own it, but not on the renter. He says the hachi kaima, the harmino perakat cheles. We'll see in Menachos a couple, maybe about a year from now. Asocher bais v'chutz laaretz. If you rent a house in chutz laaretz, kol lam b'yom patur min mezuzah. For 30 days you patur min mezuzah. Mikan ve'elich chayavus. After 30 days you chayav, and ve'eretz Yisrael chayavus miyad. Mikol makom. Tosfos says ain't ze min haTorah. Ain't ze echiv ze min haTorah. Tosfos says the chiyav on the renter to put up the mezuzah is not a chiyav midoraisa. The midoraisa patur laolam. A renter is always patur. Kedeksiv beis cha has to be your house. Ve'lo shel acherim and not somebody else's house. Meaning that the chiyav would still be on the owner of the house. Mean that the one's supposed to go in and out, and lanicha biyamin derech biya to go in the right side. Mikomakom trei beisach sivi aval. See, Tosfos seems to be saying, which I didn't know. Tosfos seems to be saying that he is saying that there's no chiyuv deoraisa on a renter to put up the mezuzah
at all.
It's only a din derabbanan. It's only a din derabbanan that he has 30 days in chutz laaretz to put up the mezuzah. I guess then the chiyuv is still incumbent upon, according to Tosfos, the chiyuv is incumbent upon the baal habayis. But that makes it sound like the chiyuv is on the house, a little more on the house. But, okay, Rashi does not give that indication. Because Rashi just says, Lemisha nichnas v'yotze, whoever's going in and out has the chiyuv, which would be a renter, anyone who lives there. Yeah. But Tosfos is saying clearly that it's not the case. Okay, it was just interesting.
It's a very nice shot to put, nobody lives there anyway.
What?
Well,
you still have the chiyuv, according to Tosfos, you still have the chiyuv d'rabbanan. You have to put it up. I mean, most of what we do is the d'rabbanan, right? Still the chiyuv d'rabbanan. But I thought that if you rent the house, you've got 30 days, you got to put it up.
I'm not sure if you put it on every single door, there are the rights either. I think you only have to do the front
But I don't, that I don't know. I know the shul for sure, but for the shul. So I don't. Oh, because he said it's a base manager, so maybe it's different. Okay, fine. Okay.
The record of rabbi wants to sit in the
sub. Right, because he's passing that the shul's a base manager.
Yeah.
Okay.
And because we could also get sponsored creation.
Well, that's why Steve Landau wants it. But okay. Okay. So then the Mishnah said that Rav Meir held Besuria Maskirim Batim. In Syria, you can rent to them the houses, but you can't sell the houses in Syria, is what the diuk is. So Maishna Mechira, why is Mechira different Dilo? That you, it's usher in Syria to sell the houses, right? Must be Mishum Mechira to Eretz Yisrael, because we're concerned that you make, lest you come to sell in Eretz Yisrael. So Ihachi, if that's the case, Mishchiras Nami Nixer. You should also make the Xer you can't rent the houses, because you're afraid you're going to... You're afraid you're going to eventually sell them, right? Because you're afraid that you're going to then rent them in Eretz Yisrael and sell them in Eretz Yisrael. You know the answer right away. That's Zeru Zeru. So Gemara says he goof Zeru. No, the idea of renting houses in Eretz Yisrael itself is only Zeru, lest you come to sell them. But Ana Nekam Venigzor Zeru Zeru, we can't then go ahead and make a Zeru to uphold a Zeru. You can make one Zeru. You can't make a double Zeru. The issue here again is selling the houses in Eretz Yisrael. So we made a gzeira, you can't rent houses in Eretz Yisrael lest you come to sell them in Eretz Yisrael. We can't then make a gzeira and say you can't rent houses in Syria lest you come to rent houses in Eretz Yisrael, lest you come to sell houses in Eretz Yisrael. It's too far removed. Okay. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Vaschira sada de besuria, gzeira le gzeira hivika gzrinan, but renting a field in Syria is also a gzeira le gzeira. Because why? Renting the field in Syria is usher lest you rent the field in Eretz Yisrael, which is usher lest you sell the field in Eretz Yisrael. So that's also gzeira gzeira. So that cannot be the reason why you're not allowed to sell the house, because the renting of the field is also gzeira gzeira. So Mar says no. Hasam, when it comes to renting the field in Syria, lav gzeirahi. That's not gzeira at all. That's not gzeira. It's not issur derabanan. Kasavar, because we hold Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, because we mentioned before, the conquering of David is considered a conquering, and therefore what? It's considered as if it has a Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's Aser Min HaTorah to sell them houses and fields in Syria, so talking about renting, so therefore, right, Rashi, let's see, Rashi says, Shmei Kibush. He says, "Upe mechira de Surya ika isura." So when it comes to selling, you have an iser, bein batim, bein sados, whether it's houses or fields. Hilkos schira sados to Surya, renting the houses in Surya, lav zera hi mishum schira to Eretz Yisrael. It's not like zera, lest you come to rent in Eretz Yisrael. It rather, it's a zera, el mishum mechira sados. It's the coming of the lav zera hi el iser d'oraisa. It's not like zera to zera. It's a zera to selling the fields in Syria, which itself is a problem, is a deraisa. Umiyu lo achmar be'rabbanu l'mizur schiris the batim atim mechira. They weren't so, the problem was selling the fields, but they weren't so machmir to aser renting the houses atu selling the fields. Because it's still a little bit different. Okay. He says, b'skwai, because suddenly is ve'tarte, when it comes to the field, there's two isurim. Again, the isurim number one is no chanir karka. Isur number two is mafkim de ma'aser. So therefore, gazarei rabbanon. So therefore, they said when it came to the field, they made a gzera of schiras atu mechira. But batim the less mutarte, but by selling a house, which there will only be one isur, lo gazarei rabbanon. The rabbanon did not make the gzera of schiras in Syria atu the selling of the houses. Okay, what? They didn't make the gzeira that your usher to rent it unto the gzeira of selling it. The whole problem would be the selling it. So they didn't. They made the gzeira by fields, but they didn't make the gzeira by houses. Okay. Then the Mishnah says,
when it says you're David and Melech, wasn't this conquered by the Meraklim
back then, or not? No, by David and Melech. Okay.
Yoav.
This is more south. This is more north. This is Aram Sofa. I'm talking about Gilad. That's more south. Okay. Ubechutz laaretz, right? The Mishnah said, Ubechutz laaretz, right? According to Rav Meir, you can sell them houses and you can rent the fields. Divrei Rav Meir. So why is houses mutter to sell and sados is only mutter to rent? So Sadeh, well, again, because Sadeh is Beitarti goes Rabbanan. Because Sadeh in Eretz Yisrael has two violations, so they made the Gezerah in Chutz La'aretz, so you can't sell in Chutz La'aretz lest you come to sell in Eretz Yisrael. Gozer Rabbanan. But Batim, but houses, that even in Eretz Yisrael, less Mutarti, there's only one Isser, they low Gozer Rabbanan. They didn't make the Gezerah of selling houses in Chutz La'aretz. Okay. Yeah, you can't sell it here because lest you come to sell to in to that's what Gemara. Listen, okay. Gemara says Rav Yossi.
When you sell a house, it comes with karka also.
What?
When you sell a house, it comes with karka.
True. But I don't know. Sometimes, not the guy in the corner of Lincoln and Oakland and everything. Okay, Rav Yossi selling a house for a fortune is like. Hey, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Eretz Yisrael maskir lehem batim. Rabbi Yossi says, no, in Eretz Yisrael, you can rent houses to them, but not, you can't rent fields. Right? That's different than our Mishnah, so you can't do either. So my time, what's the reason? Again, sadas to isbutarte, fields that have two isurim, comes to sell them, goes over bottom. Therefore, they made the gzera that you can't rent them, lest you come to sell them. Batim, less butarte, but houses, that if you would sell it to a guy, it would only be one isur, lo goes over bottom. They didn't make the gzera. Ubisuria, and this is back to Rav Yossi, Surya, right, he says you can sell houses and rent fields. You just can't sell fields. My Taima, why can't you sell the fields? Sorry, why can't you sell the fields, but why can you sell houses and only rent fields? Why can't you rent the fields? Kasavar, he holds Kibush Yachid Lashmi Kibush. The Kibush of David Melton there is not considered a Kibush. So therefore, there's no list of the rights of violation there. It's all going to be Xeros of lest you come to do Eretz Yisrael. So Sadeh, if you sell in Eretz Yisrael, the Isbei Tarti that has two Isurim, therefore Gozer Rabbanan. Therefore they made the field, they made the Xeros in Chutz La'aretz, and you can't sell it. But Batim, the Lesbu Tarte, that only has one violation if you sell it in Eretz Yisrael, they're low Gozer Rabbanan. They didn't make the Xeros in Chutz La'aretz, in Surya. Then the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yossi, but Chutz La'aretz mochrim elu ve'elu, right? He says, in Chutz La'aretz, you can sell, or both. You can sell houses, you can sell fields, no problem. My time, and what's the reason for Rabbi Yossi? He says, kevan de merachak. And since it's distant, lo gazrinan, it's too far away, they didn't make the, there's no gzeiro, like you said before, you don't have to worry about it. You're too far away. Fine. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says, name is Shmuel, the halach is like Rabbi Yossi. You paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, in Chutz La'aretz, you can sell fields. In Syria, you can sell houses, rent fields. And in Eretz Yisrael, you can rent houses. I think I got it right. So, Amar Rabbi Yosef says, Ubilvad shelo yaseh shchuna. Whenever you're selling the houses, you can't make a neighborhood. Meaning, you can't sell a bunch of houses together. You can't sell a row of houses. V'kama, and how much is that? How much can you feel? Can you sell? Kama shchuna? Tana, we learned, ain't shkuna p'kusim shlosu miyadam. Three. So I guess you can sell two at a time. Two here, two there, but you can't sell three in a row. Okay. So Gemara says, well, wait a second. The lechush dilma azul ha-yisrael umezabin lechad obikachavim vazul each umezabin lechad terei. He's going to subdivide. I'll sell it to one guy, which I'm allowed, and then he's going to subdivide, or sell it to two guys, and then they're each going to subdivide into two, and then it's going to be four. So Amar Abaye, no, it's similar to Lifnei Iver. I have to worry about Lifnei Iver, I don't have to worry about Lifnei to Lifnei. So to here, I have to worry about this guy. I don't have to worry about what he's going to do afterwards. Amar Abaye, Lifnei Makpidon, Lifnei to Lifnei Lo Makpidon. And so Rashi says, like I said, Klo Makula Hai Lo Chashidon. Just like by Lifnei to Lifnei, to be kosher, so to here, it's not Slav Dafka, Lifnei Iver here. There's no Lifnei Iver here. Just using the same paradigm that you used over there, that you don't have to worry about the double Lifnei Iver, you don't have to worry about the double over here. I don't know. It seems to be saying you can't sell three houses in a row.
So if you have two of them,
I don't know what the distance is, but probably, possibly, yes. Afim Makum Sha'amr Lahaskir. Oh, this is interesting. We don't think we do any of this, which we'll see in a moment with Tosos. Afim Makum Sha'amr Lahaskir. Even in the place where the Mishnah says, even in the place that you're permitted to rent it to a goy, so Mora says, what's going on there? Af b'makom sh'amru lahaskir, it's even in the place that you're allowed to rent to a goy. Mechlal t'ikaduktad lo mogri. That's mashma, that they're even, right, what did the Mishnah say? If you, even in a place where you're permitted to rent it, you're not allowed to rent it only for living, only for like a base otzer, right, for storage. So after Malkum Shomel Haskir, the diuk is Mechal the Ika Mduchta Dlo Mokri. Chalat is a place we're not allowed to rent it.
So the Gemara says,
Ustamak Rav Meir. This part must be going like Rav Meir to E Rav Yossi Bechol Duch Demogri. Because according to Rav Yossi, in other words, even in the place we're allowed to rent, there's no even in the place we're allowed to rent according to Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says every place you're allowed to rent. Right. So that part of the Mishnah must be going according to Rabbi Meir. But the Halach, I guess, would be the same. But the even part is not much. Now Toso says, there's a few times we've seen it. I mentioned this when we first started to Masechta. What makes Ibn Ozar so interesting is that it comes to interplay between how what's actually said on the text and how they actually live their lives, especially in medieval Christian Europe. So here it says, even in the place that you're allowed to rent the houses, it's only for, Mishnah says, only for, it's not for Beis Dira. So Tosu says, Yesh lepatpek, al ma hayu somchem b'nei Adam, how is it possible that b'nei Adam by us, limkor, that's not a big deal of limkor, because they're allowed to sell, ulahasker batim la'ovdei kochavim. We do it. We go around all these places in France and Germany. They're renting the houses to the non-Jews. Even for a living. What's going on? I'll leave you in the suspense. But Tosis goes and tries to give three answers as to how that works. But I just wanted to pull out that the interesting thing is that I think it's the third or fourth Tosis we come across where he's trying to justify what's actually going on and what actually seems to be the halacha coming out of the pages of the Gemara. Okay. We're going to finish early. Ubechol makom lo yiskor. Any place you cannot rent out the merchatz, the bathhouse. Mishnah said, "Mipneishu nikra al shmo," because that becomes called by his name, and people will think, since the people there now are going to be warming up the water and doing malachas on Shabbos, people are going to think that they're doing it on your behalf, and that's a problem. I think it's a problem. Maris ayin al sti amir la'akam. So Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, and he says, "Lo yiskor ata merchatzol ove kuchavim." You may not rent your merchatz to the ove kuchavim. Mipnei shenikra al shmo, because it's called by your name, and people don't know that it was rented out. The ovei kochavim zeh, and this ovei kochavim that you rented to osu b'malachos v'shabbos yom tovim. He's into malacha on Shabbos and Yontif, like warming up the water, and actually warming, heating up the water. And the person who sees it thinks the merchatz belongs to the Jew. It looks like the nachri is his shliach, and the Jew would violate the iser, and I guess the iser kochavim of the amir lakum, of not having the guy do malacha for you. Again, this was today's Mishnah Berurah for you? Interesting. Okay. Write this in the beginning.
He doesn't give any of the reasons. It's basically told to Maris Ayin.
So here, this one's Maris
Ayin. It's nothing to do with what they're going to do with it. It's all to do with Maris Ayin.
Right. That's why if it's outside the city, they have the distinctions, it brings down the different totes. There's long toses here, and the Ron here, and if you did the Mishnah Berurah, you can do, over there, you can do the Ron, the toses on the Ron here.
So named,
people think it belongs to him. People know it belongs to him. It's like
belongs to you.
Right.
To anything else.
To doing work on your house, right? Doing work on your house. The guy comes to do it on Shabbos, even if it's kablanos. So if he's doing it right in front of you, right in front of everybody, everyone knows it's yours. So there could be a problem with that. Even if it's kablanos, even if he's not getting paid as a zechir yom, he's getting paid for the job. That may be an issue, right? So kablanos might be different if he's going to to Lowe's out in Roosevelt Field and buy it for you at the time, then there may not be as much of a problem because people don't know that he's necessarily doing it for you on Shabbos. But in your house, if it's Kablanos, but in your house, everyone sees it, which is a problem. Okay. So, right, I guess, Tanya Rishim Magulim Omer, Lo Yisko Adam Merchatz, Lo Bechavim, Ipnei Shenikra Al Shmo, Lo Bechavim Zeh, Osu B'Malachim, Shabbos Yom Tovim. Fine. So Gemara says, Al Kuti Mai, what about for a Kusi? What do you mean for a Kusi? The Kusi is, Rashi says, Lo Avim Malachim B'Shabbos. The Kusi doesn't do malacha on Shabbos, alav cholo shomoid of it, but he does do malacha on cholomoid. He says the midrash sofrim lochayishi, because he's not choshesh for dini derabanan. Whether or not malacha on cholomoid is us or not is a major machlok to show him whether it's us or deraisa or not. So this gemara here seems to be like put it on the side. The one who says that it's like the first Tosfos in Chagiga and Mon Katan that constantly talk about that idea about.
Notice nobody's arguing.
I think it's a Gemara Chagiga, Daf Yud Ches, whatever it is. So we do malacha on Chol HaMoed. You're only supposed to be doing malacha on Chol HaMoed if you have heterim. There are five heterim to do malacha, but the default is you're not supposed to do malacha. They're a little more makbid in Eretz Yisrael than they are here. I mean, they take Tzoruch HaMoed, Davar Avod, Nanamai Se'uman, all those heterim, right? But Stam, I don't know if it's Stam going downstairs to turn on the television on Cholamoy is necessarily mutter. I don't know. What's
what? General
what?
General turning on
Tom? No,
no, no. Muktzah, you are allowed.
Oh, with Muktzah, the Rabbanah, you say. No, but let's say you hold it as a Doraisa of making closing the current or something like that.
It's not.
Do it like this. Those of us who wear tefillin chum, I can do whatever we like. Those who don't.
So you could do it, but you still take your tefillin off before the end of davening. So you're still recognizing. you're still recognizing that the Chol HaMoed day is different.
Exactly. And Rosh Chodesh, I take my tefillin
off. Well, people take them off before Hallel. A lot of people take them off.
No, I'm only on Sukkot. So, and some people do not take the tefillin off for a Mulud.
Right, but that's a different. Also, it's a different issue that has nothing to do with the Malachas, with the Os issue. But it may come down to it. So it's fine. On this Chol HaMoed, when we go to Great Adventure, you're driving me.
No problem.
I don't need to drive. You
I
could.
Do Great Adventure, but no
you'll drive me.
He's not paying you.
Right.
Just take the bus. It's a lesson.
Right, about Kusi Mai. So I'm saying that these Gemaras get into really deep topics here. So
Kusi is a
Machlok, he's not an Akum. He's a Samaritan. Whether or not, the Machlok is whether their conversion was legit or not. About Kusi Mai, Shari, is that Mutter? Because we say, yeah, Kusi, Emer, the Avi Mobil Malach, Bechol Shamoed. The Kusi, he may do Malach on Chol HaMoed, but Bechol HaMoed, right, therefore, oh, so that's what Gemara is. Kusi would be mine. It's mutter, why? Just because he doesn't do malach on Shabbos? But he does malach on Chol HaMoed. And if he's doing malach on Chol HaMoed, and everyone's thinking it's your berachot, oh, he's doing malach on you on Chol HaMoed. He goes, but somebody just said before also, but Chol HaMoed, ananami of dinan. We also do malach on Chol HaMoed. We do it with heterim, but we also do malachim, right? He says, l'didon nami shari l'chamim merchatzos. Rashi says that it's also permissible for us to warm up, to heat the water for the merchatz on Chol HaMoed. Maybe it's Tzorech HaMoed. People need it. They need it, so it's not a problem. Fine.
We have to end up warming the water already. Once you're warming up for food, you warm it up for this.
I say mitoch. Mitoch shemut to Tzorech. Maybe. What?
You see that on Chol HaMoed?
We definitely say it on Yom Tov. I think the question is when mitoch applies even across other malachas, other things, or just only applies necessarily in Bishul. But yeah, here, that's why people take showers on Yom Tov. Some of them, some don't. Depending on the heating. Depending on your heating system. Depends on your heating. What, the Instahot, people tell us that they can't, right? Depends on the heating system. Okay. Three-day Yom Tov, you should really... I think three-day Yom Tov, you have to really explain to the rabbi who you're asking that, it's three-day Yom Tov. Okay. It's 3 day Yom Tov, and it was simple Torah, and it was 90 degrees and 50% humidity, and it's, yeah. Okay. I don't know, I'm not passing. Everyone asked their rabbi whether they can take a shower or not. Aval sadeh yulo ovi kachavi mai. So, right, Rabbi Yishim Gamliel said, lo yiskir adam merchatzol ovi kachavim. You can't rent your merchatz to the guy, because lest he come, that he's going to warm it up on Shabbos, and people are going to think that you told him. But it seems that Diyuk means what? Aval sadeh yulo ovi kachavi mai, sorry, but to rent your field to the guy, you're allowed to do that? What, he's going to work the field on Shabbos also. Right? He's going to work the field on Shabbos also. Rashi says, so the Gemara says, that's mutter. My time, what's the reason? Arisa arususei. Also in the Mishnah Berurah that the Shulchan Aruch talks about today. Arisa arususei. There he does it as an aris. Okay, so let's read Rashi. Avasadeh l'obuchav shari. What does it mean that's mutter? It's shari lahaskir. Hecha deleka l'mechash l'chanidus karka gom chutz l'aretz. So if there's no chash of Chanila Karko, whatever, there's no chash. So you let him rent out the field. If you're a chutzlar, let him rent out the field. The Avo Pisha Nikreis Al Shemo, even though it's called Yosela's field, everyone knows it's Yosela's fields, Lo Chashidi Le De Lahave Ovi Kuchav Mishlucho, no one thinks that the Goy is a shliach of the Jew doing the Jew's work. Rather, Ela Amri, they say, Arisuhu, he's a sharecropper, and he gets benefit by doing the work. He's doing the work for his own benefit. The Kibla Alei L'mechza L'shlisha Revi, and he gets a third, a fourth, a half of the profits, right? The Alav Mutal Asos, and he has to do the work. So he wants to get more profits. He's doing the work for his own benefit. So no one's saying he's a shliach. The problem is shlichus, not a resus. A resus is a sharecropper. Everyone will say he's doing the work for his own benefit. But he's doing it for his benefit. Okay. Tosfos has a different definition of what a resus is, but okay. He says, so my time, so the Gemara says, then the Gemara asks, wait a second. Merchatz nami amri arisei arusei kafid. Let's just say the merchatz also. He's doing it as an arisus. He's doing it as, he made a deal that he gets a certain amount of the profits, I guess. He does it that way. So he says, no, arisa de merchatz of the inchi. People don't do a merchatz as arisus. People rent the Merachos. They get a flat. They pay a flat amount, and they pay whatever $1,000 a month to rent the river, and then they collect all the profits for that month. People don't do a resource. I guess that's what's done. They don't do a resource through a bathhouse. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow.
Sure. Yeah. All right. Sure. Yeah. What? What?